My name is Ira Garrett Jumping, and I like your jib.
Another prank, it's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show, yeah!
Hello and welcome to Boner So number 8 for June 6th, 2019. I'm Richard, and today I'm going to try a couple ideas that are not my own, such as calling people and telling them I'm with Google and asking if I can search stuff for them, and calling neighbors and asking them to stop mixing up my DVD collection. That's right, get ready for some I Regret Jumping ideas. Things are about to get stupid, but don't worry, I'll throw in some Amazon stuff or something. Before we get started, none of you left a comment after I asked in the last Bonersode if you thought Patreon people should be thanked as producers in the Bonersodes. Bunch of fucking jerks. So instead, I want to thank my new sponsor. Today's show is brought to you by Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Raisin Bran, you're gonna shit.
Hello?
Hi, Joan?
Yes.
Hey, this is Ira Jumping with Google.
I mean, what's the nature of your call?
Oh, I was just calling to see if you had any questions.
Concerning what?
Oh, anything. We're the internet, so, you know, we can look up anything for you.
No, this is an inconvenience.
Oh no, it's part of our new. It's part of our new reverse.
If I want to look up something, I can. Okay.
Yeah, but we can do it for you. It's part of our new reverse search engine feature.
I don't believe it. No.
We're going to call you.
We get so many calls, anonymous this, anonymous that. No.
Oh, we're not anonymous. We're Google. We're just going to call you once a day and ask you about your questions. What can we?
Oh no no no.
What can I look up for you?
Pardon?
What can I look up for you?
You can look up nothing for me.
Do you want to know how far away the sun is from Earth?
No, thank you. I don't understand. And please take us off the list, off of your Google list.
What about George Clooney's net worth? Can I look that up for you?
No, not at all. And I'm hanging up.
Oh, why would you do that?
Don't call again.
There must be something you want to know.
Lakeshore, this is Jim.
Is Earl available?
Can I ask who's calling?
This is his neighbor, Sleeve.
Who's this again? Sorry.
His neighbor, Sleeve McDykel.
Oh, you mean number 13?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's
yeah,
me. Well,
yeah, this is him. What's up?
Oh, this is Earl?
Yeah, I go by Jim.
Oh, well, I never knew that. Have to update my records.
Well, we've never actually met, so I guess...
yeah, I know. It's kind of strange. Hey, I was just wondering if you could do me kind of a little bit of a favor.
Possibly.
Like, I know we've never met and everything, but like I've passed you, you know, in the halls and all that, and I see you around, and I was kind of hoping...
In the halls.
Well, you know what I mean. Just I seen you, passed you by and all that, and I was just kind of hoping that you could maybe adjust the part of your hair... Like, the way you part your hair, it's kind of just agitating my OCD.
I don't know who you are. I'm not playing any games, so
hey,
what do
Jim,
you want?
Jim, it was just an honest question, you know? Like, you didn't have to just hang up on me.
So, who are you and what do you want?
I'm your neighbor, and I was hoping, like, it's not a big adjustment. Just, like, maybe 3 centimeters to the left, and, you know, it'll help calm my nerves.
Come on. Hello.
Hi, John.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Richard.
Okay.
And I was...
Where, Richard, where are you at?
Oh, I'm just a...
Where do you live?
I'm just a few houses down from you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was I was just calling to see if you could kind of do me a bit of a favor.
Sure. What can I do for you?
So I was looking at my... security cam footage, and I noticed that you were the one that snuck over and kind of mixed up my DVD collection. And I was just kind of hoping if you could kind of knock that off, you know? Like, it's no big deal, but it's like kind of throws me off, you know?
All right. Repeat what you're saying. I just woke up. I just took a nap. What sure. Did you say about a DVD collect?
Yeah, like, so I have my DVDs like all in alphabetical order, you know? It's nice and it's nice and orderly and all that stuff. And I noticed the other day somebody mixed them all up. They're all out of whack. Some of them are upside down. And, you know, it's just a mess. And so I looked at my security footage. And lo and behold, there you were, like, sneaking in. And you just come over and you're just, like, taking them off the shelf and putting them back in different spots. And, yeah, you just kind of mixed them up and everything. And, you know, that's not cool.
Richard, explain to what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
My DVD collection.
What address are you at?
You know where I am. I'm in the house that you snuck into. And, you know, we're lucky enough to live in a neighborhood.
No,
where
what,
we can...
what house? What is the number of your house, Richard?
295. And, you know, like, I always leave my doors unlocked and everything. I didn't expect
Richard.
This. You know? I didn't expect this, you know, like...
Are you Richard...
Yeah, that's me, but, you know, it's like, I didn't expect you to come in here.
No. Are you Richard? You're not Richard.
Yeah, of course I am. Of course I am. And I got that whole shelf, you know, like the whole wall is DVDs, and it takes forever to get them into alphabetical order, and it's just a mess. John? Hello, John? Johnny?
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Brian? You may have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Yuki or Brian?
This is, Yuki's, I'm Yuki's grandson, actually.
Oh, weird. I have your number on here.
Yep.
You don't live over there with them on Cottage Side, do you?
No, we do not.
Ah, balls.
All right.
You know, just balls.
What's that?
Just big old hairy balls, you know? Large
All
testicles.
Right. Is there anything that you need?
Nah, just, you know, big old sweaty testicles.
Okay, sounds good.
You know?
All right.
Scrotums everywhere, just scrotums aplenty.
Okay, thanks.
Cocks and balls.
Bye.
Big dicks. Big swinging dick. He wouldn't hang up.
Hello?
Hi, Shelly?
Yes.
Hello, this is Sleeve McDykel with Google.
Okay.
And I was just calling to see if you had any questions.
About what?
Oh, anything. You know, we're the search engine, so I could look up anything for you.
Oh, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh, okay. We're going to be calling you once a day because you've been signed up for the new advanced predictive customer search function. So we'll just call you.
I signed up for it?
Oh, you were signed up for it. I don't know if it was you or someone in your family, but basically what it boils down to is we just call you and we can do Google searches for you. So, you know, anything that might be on your mind.
I don't need you to do that. So you don't need to call me every day.
Oh, it's no cost to you. It's no big deal. So whatever you need to know.
Big deal to me.
Like how long it would take you to drive to Utah, you know, or
no.
How far away
thanks a lot.
Pluto is.
Yeah, don't call me every day.
Oh,
thank you.
I'll definitely be calling you tomorrow.
Hello.
Hi, Dale?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Sleeve.
Who is that?
It's your neighbor, Sleeve. I'm a few houses down from you.
Okay, I didn't catch your name again.
Sleeve McDykel.
Say it again.
Oh, is that Roseanne?
Where do you... Yes.
Tell me your name again.
Sleeve.
I'm hard of hearing.
I noticed. My name's Sleeve.
Sleeve is his last name.
No, that's my first name.
Oh,
okay, Sleeve.
Yep.
And what's your last name?
McDykel.
McDykel.
Oh,
you got
okay.
It. And anywho, I was just calling to ask if you could do me a favor.
Sure, what would you like us to do?
Well, I noticed, like, I see outside sometimes, and I was kind of hoping that you could just, the way you part your hair, like, do you think you could comb it like a different direction? Because it kind of upsets my OCD.
Mm. You say, the way I...
That's a little different.
The way I comb my hair...
Yeah, like the way you part your hair, like it's just like a few centimeters off. You know, like you need to center it just a little bit better than that.
Well, we'll have to meet you in person sometime.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason to really meet or anything. Just like when I see you outside, like when I'm getting in my car or whatever, it just kind of throws me off, you know? Like if you would just part your hair like 3 centimeters to the left, then I would just, that would just calm my nerves, you know? Because I got real bad OCD, and it just kind of freaks me out.
We'll put a hat on, then you won't have to worry.
Yeah, but I know it's there, you know? Like, if you would just make the adjustment, that would be so much better.
Well, don't come our way, then. Drive another box.
Tell us your address.
Well, I'm just a few houses down from you. Like, I can't... It's my neighborhood, too, you know? Like, I have to live here.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to deal with your...
Just tell us your address.
Tell us who you live by.
I live by you.
Well, we don't have...
A few houses down from you.
Two houses down?
A few, he said.
Yeah, about 3 houses down.
Well, I'd like to come and meet you, and then you can show me how to part my hair.
Well, will you bring a comb? Like, would you mind, like, if I combed it for you?
Sure, I'll bring my comb.
Okay, make a little adjustment to it, because, yeah, it's just... It's making me go crazy, you know? Like, I see that, and... I don't know what to do. Like, I freak out, and I go in my closet, and I just, like, curl up into a ball, and, you know, next thing you know, it's like...
Maybe you better get some help.
No, you know, like, that's why I'm calling you. I'm reaching out.
You're going to meet a lot of people with hairs that part in different ways.
Give me your house.
Yeah, but, I mean, yours is, like, specifically, like, it's just exactly 3 centimeters off, you know? And I know that's not much, but...
That's too bad.
Well, I mean,
I can probably fix that.
Yeah, see, but, like, you're being agreeable. I don't know what the hell Roseanne's problem is.
Well,
I have a lot of problems.
Give me your house number.
My house number? It's 869.
Hmm. Yep. Well,
we'll check you out.
You gonna check me out?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know you two swing that way.
We'll stop by and I'll bring my comb.
You guys are a couple of swingers, huh?
There's a couple of what?
You guys are a couple of swingers? Roseanne was saying she's going to check me out.
Yeah, you bet. Anybody that calls us and asks us to do what you've asked, I think we need to check you out.
Oh, I'd love you to show me how to comb my hair.
Mm.
I'll stop by and I'll bring my comb.
Mm, what else do you want me to show you?
Well, that's the only thing you said that bothered you, so...
This is taking a whole different direction.
Unless you got something else.
Let's see. What else do I got? Oh, also, I work for Google. You know, the internet search engine?
Yeah.
And I went ahead and, as a courtesy, I signed you up for the new advanced predictive customer search feature that we offer. So once a day, I'm going to be calling and asking you if you have any questions that you want me to Google for you.
Okay, I'll stop by and you can help me out.
Yeah, so do you have any questions? Like, you want me to look up anything for you?
No, that'll do me. Thank you.
Like, you know, how to measure
later.
How to measure hair parting in centimeters?
Here, turn it off.
Yeah, we'll be by to see you.
Hey, can you tell Roseanne to just shut up? Because I'm getting...
I don't do that.
I think you better hang up.
Because I'm getting sick of her attitude, you know?
Hello?
Hi, Kathy?
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Winston.
Who?
Your neighbor, Winston. I'm just a few houses down from you.
Okay.
I was just calling to see if you could do me kind of a bit of a favor.
What's your house number?
I don't see what the relevance to that is. I'm in the brown house, you know, with the porch and all that.
No, I don't. I'm afraid I don't.
Oh, well, anyways, so I was just wondering if you could do me kind of a favor.
And what is that?
So I was noticing that on my security camera, I saw Bill, like, kind of sneak in the other day, and he was mixing up my DVD collection.
Who?
Bill.
Bill who?
Bill A-
What is your last name?
Beauregard.
Okay, we don't have any neighbors with that name, so I don't know what you're trying to scam me into. But
I'm not trying to scam you into anything. I just want you to stop Bill from sneaking over and mixing.
Hello?
Hi, Linda.
Yes?
Hey, it's Leave with the City.
Okay.
And I was just calling because there was a scheduling mix-up with our contractor, and they're going to be coming out on Monday morning to start excavating for the Amazon locker. You know, that's going in front of your house.
Gee whiz, I think you better talk to my husband.
Oh, okay, yeah, put the man on the phone.
I don't know anything about this, so.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why you have my number. But your name is Lee?
My name is Sleeve McDykel. I'm with the city.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, hurry up.
Okay.
There's a gentleman on the phone that you should speak to. He's from the city. And he wants to talk to you about arrangements.
Hello?
Hi, Ray?
Yes?
Hey, it's Leave with the city. I was just telling Linda that the contractors are going to be coming by on Monday to install that Amazon locker in front of your house.
What?
The Amazon locker. You know, did you hear about that? We sent you a letter a few weeks ago.
Oh, I probably threw it in the trash.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people did. Thought it was junk. But, yeah, what's happening is Amazon, you know, we signed a deal with Amazon to start installing lockers, like, throughout the area. And one of them is going to be going in front of your house over there on Park. And
okay, whereabouts?
Well, it's going to be like kind of, you know, just at the curb there, like, or at the edge of your lawn.
Well, where is it from the mailbox?
Well, I don't have the blueprints in front of me here. But basically what's going to happen is before they can put the locker in place, they have to start digging because, you know, like the locker is going to be loaded with the new APCS conveyor system. Like there's going to be like an intricate network of tunnels underground that load the, you know, like Amazon packages into the locker.
Okay. So what do you want me to do?
Well, I want you to be upset and react to this wacky situation. You know, start yelling at me, call me names, say you're going to get a lawyer, because everybody in this little shitty town has a lawyer, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very litigious. But yeah, so it's the new Amazon parcel conveyor system.
Yeah.
And basically what it means is there's going to be like a bunch of tunnels. Like we're going to dig under your house and it goes out like to the main roads. And then like the tunnels lead all the way back to the Amazon distribution center. And they just put the package like on this little elevator that goes underground. And then it rides along the conveyor system and then takes another elevator up into the locker. And the locker's going in front of your house.
Interesting.
Yep.
Yeah. And your name again is Lee?
Sleeve.
Spell that for me.
I-T.
I-T?
Correct.
That's your first name?
No, you asked me to spell it. That's I-T.
Bye-bye.
Ray? Oh.
Hello?
Hi, Jenny?
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness you answered. It's your neighbor, Sleeve. Jenny?
Who?
This is your neighbor, Sleeve. I'm just a few houses down from you. Over here on...
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a kind of a favor.
I might can. I'm not at home.
Oh, you don't have to be at home. It's just kind of an ongoing issue. I was hoping, like, the way you part your hair, like, I was wondering if you could do, like, kind of a little bit of an adjustment to it. Because it's, like, right now, the way it is, like,
Daddy.
It really kind of just, like,
Maddie.
Oh, I'm not your daddy.
No, I said Maddie.
Oh, no. No, my name's Sleeve. And anyways, like, it's just kind of setting off my OCD. So I was hoping you could, you know, just kind of move it like 3 centimeters to the left, and that'll help calm my nerves.
That is weird. This is weird.
Yeah, I know it's kind of an odd question, but I just figured it's not too big of a deal, you know? Jenny?
Who?
What?
Hello?
Hi, Francis?
No, this is his daughter.
Oh, but you live there with him?
I don't live with him. I'm just visiting.
Oh, okay. This is his neighbor, Winston. I'm just a few houses down.
Okay.
And I was actually calling just to see if you could do me a bit of a favor, but maybe I can run it by you instead.
Go ahead.
So I have this DVD collection. You know, it's like the entire wall. It's, you know, like a bunch of shelves and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep it nice and orderly, you know, like in alphabetical order. And a couple of days ago, I noticed that it was, like, ransacked. Like, it was all just out of order. Like, DVDs were upside down and everything. And so I checked my security cam footage, and I saw that it was actually Francis that came over, and he was just, like, you know, taking them off the shelf, putting them back in the wrong spot, and just kind of putting them all willy-nilly. So I was hoping that he would be willing to come over and kind of put them back, you know, in the right order, or at least help me out with it.
My dad?
Yeah. He sneaks over sometimes and does, like, crazy things. You know, it's no big deal. Like, I don't really mind. I know it's just kind of, it's how he is, you know. It's just his quirky behavior. But this is, you know, I have, like, 3,000 DVDs, and it's going to take a while, you know.
Right.
I could really use his help.
Here. Hey, Dad? Yeah, I'm going to put you on speaker. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Dad, this is your neighbor. He wants to talk to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Francis.
He said that you were at his house and looking through some DVDs.
No.
Yeah. Oh, it was definitely him. Like, I got you on the security cam. It's okay, you know, Francis. We've been over this before, but I just need you to run over and maybe just help me get these back in order, you know, because they're all out of whack. You know, it's like kind of the same thing as happened last time, like a few months ago when you were sneaking over and taking some of the socks off my clothesline. You old jokester. Francis? Hello?
Hello?
Francis?
I have no idea what he was even talking about.
Francis?
Where do you live?
I'm just a few houses down over here in the brown house on King's.
All right, give me your address.
Is he going to come over and help me put these DVDs back in place?
Let me just find a pencil here.
Okay.
All right, and, so what is your...
And also, does he have the socks that he took off my clothesline like a few months ago? Like, I was wondering if he was ever going to bring those back.
If he does, he wouldn't remember.
Oh, crap. Because he does this weird thing, like he just takes one, you know, of a pair. So then it's like, oh boy, I'm just left with like... one useless sock, you know? I don't know what to do with it. I guess I should just throw him out at this point, because it doesn't seem like he's going to be bringing those back.
Yeah, give me your address.
I'm over here at 2...
2... Kings?
Yeah.
All right, and your name? I'll just so when I come over, I know who I'm talking to.
No, my name's Winston.
Winston, okay. It might be like a half hour or so. I just got here and I have to do a few things here.
Okay.
And then I'll stop over, okay?
Okay. And yeah, ask him if he has those socks.
I will.
All right. I'll see you in a little bit then.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye.
Oh, all right. Bye.
Hello.
Hi, Pam.
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Richard.
Which neighbor?
Oh, you know, just a couple houses down from you. Over here on Westminster.
What name? I don't recognize the voice.
It's your neighbor, Richard. I don't know if we've ever met in person, but I was just calling to ask you a little bit of a favor.
Okay. Hold on a second. Talk to Frank, maybe, all right?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Frank?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Richard. I'm just a few houses down from you over here on Westminster.
Okay.
And I was calling because I know this is going to be kind of tough to hear, but it's about time that, you know, Pam and I thought you should know that we've been sleeping together.
Say that again.
Pam and I, we have been sleeping together for the past, I think it's been about 4 months now. And we just thought, you know, it's time to let you know.
Thanks for the call, Richard. You're talking about my wife, Pam.
Yeah, Pam and I, we've been you know, together now for a good 4 months. And, you know, okay. We don't want to hide it anymore. And she wanted me to be the one to tell you.
Okay, thanks for the input there, Rich. I wish you good luck. Thank you.
Just got to let you down easy.
Well, I appreciate that. Why don't you send me a check once a week or a money order for the services rendered, okay?
So you're her pimp? Is that what you're saying?
Have a good day, buddy.
Well, what do you mean? Like, I have to pay? Why would I have to pay you? Frank?
It's stupid. Thank you.
I don't have to. My point is, you could trace their number. I don't understand how it could be.
You get that phone number from somebody. And
this is the number here.
You called on this phone, not on that phone.
You could do this on this phone. But I'm telling you, that's why I answered it. So it was somebody that.
Hello?
Hi, Bill?
Yes.
Hey, it's Sleeve with City Hall.
City Hall.
This is just a courtesy call to let you know that our contractor is going to be coming by tomorrow morning to start work on the excavation in front of your house. Over there on...
In the back.
I'm sorry?
In the back, you mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going to be underneath your house, but...
No, hold on. You must have the wrong person.
You're over there on in court, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
what you're... excavation are you talking about?
You know, for the installation of the new Amazon locker that's going to be going in front of your house.
The Amazon locker that's going in front of my house?
Yeah, we're going to be putting in Amazon lockers, like, just throughout the area.
I know nothing about it.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Let me give you a recap.
Absolutely nothing. And the number that you called was... It served it was Janice... number, and she's in charge of the HOA.
Oh yeah, it just gets routed to the local server. But yeah, let me give you a brief recap. So basically what's going to happen is before they can put the locker in place, they have to excavate because the locker itself is going to be loaded with underground conveyor belts. And that's what they're going
to
be.
You have to be kidding me.
Oh no. And that's what they're actually going to be starting tomorrow morning.
No, you're not starting anything tomorrow morning. Who are you?
This is Sleeve McDykel. I work here in City Hall. And there was a little bit of a...
You all wearing?
Correct. And there was a little bit of a schedule mix-up. That's why I'm calling you so late, because...
It's a matter of a schedule. I knew nothing about this. Nobody's going to be digging underneath my house until I find everything that's going on here.
Oh,
I mean, the HOA, no one has told me anything.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why you weren't... I mean, we sent you a letter, but maybe you just missed it or thought it was junk or something.
No, I didn't miss it. I didn't miss it, Steve.
Was it sent certified?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, yeah, it would have been about a month ago, so...
It was never received.
Hmm.
So you may want to look at your information to say that it was never served.
Oh, I have you on the list here as...
You may have me on the... You may have us on the list, but we never received a notice.
Oh.
We never received a letter.
Shoot.
So you have totally... called us at a time that we have no clue what.
Oh, yeah, I apologize. Yeah, it's just coming out of left field here. But, yeah, they're going to be out there at
You better put it, Steve. You better put it black in left field because ain't nobody digging anything tomorrow morning.
Oh, they're definitely going to be starting tomorrow. Yeah, it's definitely, they're coming out at about 7 a.m. They're going to start digging. It's going to be a pretty intricate network of tunnels that they're putting in place. And it all ties.
You can't do that without us knowing about it. And you're claiming we do, but we were never served anything.
Yeah.
Can I have a telephone number for you, Steve?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just here in City Hall, extension 212. But, yeah, I mean...
No, the whole number, Steve. The whole number.
I mean, it's, you know, it's just the main number to the city, but...
No, I want the whole number. Are you going to give it to me or not?
Well, I mean, I apologize that this is kind of catching you off guard,
Steve,
but...
I want the number.
Give him a chance. Do you want to give it to us?
Okay, but I don't understand why you're getting so upset about this. It's 7...
Hey, okay. Steve, how about if I called you and said, we're going to dig a tunnel under your house starting tomorrow morning?
Okay.
You had no clue what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, it's all going to be underground. Like, it's not going to be much of a disruption to your daily activities. I was just giving you a heads up, you know, that they're going to be out there working.
No, there ain't no heads up, Steve.
We're grateful that you're doing it.
Can one of you speak at a time? It's really hard to figure out what's going on when both of you are just yammering.
We will be glad to do that, Steve. Do you want to give me the rest of the telephone number?
7-1.
Thank you. Well, I'm sorry that you're giving us this news and we're verbalizing back to you.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of getting all bent out of shape. You know, I'm just the messenger, you know. Don't shoot the messenger.
I gotcha.
I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it's worked. They've tried it in several other cities, and they've had a pretty high success rate. As far as I know, there's only been a few cave-ins, so it's, you know, it's all on the up and up. Really nothing to worry about.
What size is this locker going to be?
They say it's about one story high, and then it's going to go, I think they said it was about 50 feet wide. It might vary depending on what they find when they get there.
In front of our house.
Yeah, correct.
I don't normally get upset, but I am getting very upset to think that an item is being put in front of our house, and this is the first we're hearing about it, that it's been going on for over a year.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And no one prior to... Boy, Steve, you have it. And
it's been in the news and everything. Like, maybe crack open a newspaper or something, because I don't know how you missed it, you know? You haven't been living under a rock or anything, have you?
Either. And this is through Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
is that Bill Steve, yammering in the background again?
Steve, I hope you don't mind. I have Dan, who's in part of our HOA, just came in the door. He'd like to say, yeah, his name's Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Oh, my name's Sleeve, actually. How are you? Who's this?
Dan, I'm the treasurer of our board of directors of the HOA here at...
Big shot.
What can we do to help you today?
Oh, I don't know why they put you on the phone. Like, I was just explaining to them that a contractor is going to be there in the morning to start digging, you know, in front of their house.
Well, number one, in front of their house belongs to the homeowners association, not to them.
Oh, no. See, that's where the confusion lies. It actually belongs to the city.
No confusion. Pardon?
It actually belongs to the city because they declared eminent domain, you know? So, like that.
What city do you think you're calling? Who do you think you're calling? Number one, are you Janice?
No, I'm not. My name's Sleeve McDyke.
Well, what's your phone number? Who are you from?
I already gave him all this information. Like, I don't even know who you are.
Well, okay, here's the point. I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm the guy that...
I don't give a shit who you are. Can you put Louise back on the phone?
No. Because you're going to dig on my property, not hers.
Oh, it's not your property. It's the city.
It belongs to the HOA. It does not belong to them.
Oh, not anymore. Not anymore.
I'm telling you right now.
Well, we declared eminent domain. You don't understand how the law works.
Here, okay?
You're just some rube.
Excuse me?
You're just some rube. You don't understand how the law works.
I'm not rude. You're the one using foul language.
No, rube. R-U-B-E. Rube.
Or do you want to come here? You're going to show up tomorrow when the police are here, or is somebody else going to be here?
The police? I'm not even going to be there. I'm just making a phone call.
Well,
it's going to be a construction crew.
The purpose of your call is, and the answer response is, do not come into this community.
Okay, first of all, listen to me, you silly ass. Listen to me. I'm not going to be there physically. I'm just making a phone call. Okay, a construction crew is going to be there tomorrow. You don't own the land. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just some country rube. You need to go back and twiddle your thumbs. I don't know.
You're not talking to the landowner.
Chewing some wheat or something.
Excuse me?
Look, we're just going in circles. Like, I don't even know who you are. Can you put Bill or Louise back on the phone?
I told you who I... Okay, Bill and Louise are right here with me.
Yes.
So I'm going to shut up, and you're going to tell them, and I'm going to listen. And then I'm going to tell you at the end, you cannot trespass on this property.
Okay, I'm not going to be there, dummy. What did I just say? I'm not going
to
be there.
Shut up and listen to me?
No, you're stupid. I'm not going to be there. I work in an office. I wear a tie. I have a briefcase.
We'll be arrested for trespassing.
Nobody's going to be arrested, tough guy.
Excuse me?
Nobody's going to be arrested. They're city contractors. They work for the city. They're above the law anyways.
What city? Okay, what city do they work for? There is no, well, number one, we're not even in Sutton, you idiot. We're in Township.
Yeah, but you fall under our jurisdiction. You don't know how the zoning works.
Who are you?
You're just a dumb motherfucker. You don't know what you're talking about.
I am on the zoning hearing board of Township. This community is in Township.
Nobody cares where you are. You're under our jurisdiction.
Who are you?
My name's Sleeve McDykel for like the 15th time.
Okay, for the 15th time, where are you from? Who do you represent?
Where am I from? What does that have to do with anything, where I'm from?
Who do you represent?
The city.
What city? We're not in...
Okay, once again, you don't... Listen, you stupid bastard. You stupid motherfucker.
Excuse me, my friend. I'm going to tell you one thing. Keep going, and you're going to be in bigger trouble than you think you are.
Oh, I'm not
going
to be... I'm very secure in my position.
You're wasting their time.
Don't you press dial,
tell it to me. If up here tomorrow morning... I'm listening. Shut up and listen to me now, you stupid bastard. If anybody shows up here tomorrow morning... The police will be here within 5 minutes. Nobody's coming on this HOA property. It doesn't belong to... It's got nothing to do with it. You're calling from a fictitious number, and I think you can talk to Bill and Louise all you want, but come tomorrow,
listen,
there will be police here, and there will be action.
Oh, they're going to be pissed at you.
If you want to keep playing games, waste their time. Don't waste mine and yours, okay?
They're probably going to arrest for wasting their time.
I'm sorry, we're hanging up.
We're hanging up. You got something wrong with your head.
You got.
I think that's enough of this crap for now. Almost 40 minutes. What the hell? These things are only supposed to be like 15 or 30 minutes. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to and supporting the show. See you next time.
I'm an asshole.